I always find it a bit strange when the Zman starts on Sunday, because by the time you get to the end of the week, you lose sight of the fact that the Zman just began this week. It's sort of like you've been in session for a long time. The Zman started on Sunday, and like someone said to me on Sunday, Baruch Hashem, or I can't believe that winter Zman is here again. But winter Zman is definitely the most challenging Zman on Yeshiva calendar. It's the coldest, it's the wettest, it's the darkest, the longest. It's the hardest to get up in the morning during winter Zman. And winter Zman comes with its challenges. And at the beginning of winter Zman, so we start again Parshas Bereishis. And we meet up again with Avram Avinu, the star of this week's Parsha. And Avram Avinu and the life of Avram Avinu really gives us a very, very important insight as to how to cope, or really how to thrive, in the upcoming winter Zman. Avram Avinu, we don't know too much about Avram Avinu as far as his formative years, at least not from the Torah itself. A couple of isolated passages. You have the part that tells you that Avram Avinu was the son of Terach, and that he married Sarai, and that he went from Ur Kasdim to Haran, went with Light, went with Sarai. This week's Parsha, so you have Amraphel Melech Shinar. Take a look at Rashi there. Why is he called Amraphel? Who Nimreit Shamar Avram Pul Etech Kivshan Eish. He's the one who said to Avram to fall into the fiery furnace. We all know the story from the time that we're kids, that Avram Avinu beat up all of the Avodah Zarahs, and then Nimrod decided to burn him alive. And that was the story of Avram Avinu. We have it in Rashi. But most of the information of Avram Avinu comes from Midrashim. And there's also a very, very informative Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which came to my attention. Started listening to the tape of the Shmuz last night. Mashkiach talked about in great length. He also addressed the kasha that I'm going to ask in a second, but we'll come out saying a different thing. But in that Rambam, so we learn a lot about Avraham Avinu. The Rambam there talks about the big mystery. How could it ever be that Avodah Zarah came into the world? I mean, Hari, it's outrageous. Everybody knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Everybody knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So where was the mistake made? And the Rambam basically says that in the Dor Enosh, Lachar was the Baal Mechaber of the Shita, he came and said that, it doesn't make any sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a sun and a moon, stars, all these beautiful forces in the universe. Doesn't it make sense that we should pay homage, that we should be mechabed these different forces in the universe? And that's a covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a king and you have the king's emissaries, the king's officers. So you have to be respectful to the king's officers as well. And Adarabba, it's much more respectful to go to the one that the king appointed than to go to the king itself. And so therefore, whole movement started. They had shuls for Avodah Zarah. They had komrim, or rabbis, for Avodah Zarah. And it was all within the context. Kodesh Baruch Hu was the big boss. But we're not going to the big boss direct. We're going to his emissaries, to his underlings. And that's how we're worshiping him, because it's much more respectful. However, we all know how things work, and you always have unscrupulous individuals, and you have Nevi'ei Sheker, the Rambam says, people who made up stories, people who wanted money, people who wanted power, people who wanted honor, and they started saying that the sun god talked to me and the moon god talked to me, and the religion just sort of spiraled out of control to the point that no one knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore, and that he was the big boss in control of everything, but rather people looked at these forces as being separate entities in and of themselves. And that's the story of Avodah Zarah. One person stood up against Avodah Zarah, and that was Avraham Avinu. Zakta Rambam in Parak Gimel, Kivan shenigmal eson zeh. Once this powerful mind, powerful individual, powerful personality was weaned, hischil eshetet bedaita, he started to ponder. Who cut on? He was small. Vehischil lachshev bayoyim uvalayla, he started to think day and night. And he had all of his questions. And the Rambam goes on and says, v'loy hayaloy malamed, he didn't have a teacher. V'loy maydiya dover, and he didn't have someone to give him information. Right? There was no Google in those days. You couldn't Google HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, you know, find out. No one to give him information. Ela mushka be'ur kazdim, he was steeped in ur kazdim, bein oivdei koichovim atipshim, amidst the stupid oivdei avodah zarah, and his father and mother, they were all Avdei Kechavim, his family, everybody. And then he throws in three very troubling words. And Avraham Avinu worshipped Avodah Zarah together with them. However, he pondered, he understood until he figured it out. The question that hits one in the face, and I've been hearing it over and over and over, and I think Shwan Brevda is the one who gets the credit for the kasha. The first time that I heard it was, what are you bad-mouthing Avraham Avinu for? It's not nice. You say he was an Ur Kazdim amongst the Yavdei Avodah Zarah HaTipshim, they were all fools. His father and mother were also fools. Mitchila Yavdei Avodah Zarah Aviseinu. And therefore he had to grow out of it. But what are you throwing in that Avraham Avinu, who Avedi Mohem? I remember one friend I had in yeshiva or whatever it is, he wasn't in FFB. I remember I once, you know, was talking about Bali Tshuva or whatever, and he took it very personally. He didn't like it. Which for me is very funny, you know, because I always look at anybody who made a lifestyle change like that, a lifestyle change, a life change, so he's got intestinal fortitude. He's a tough person. He's a thought out person. But people don't like it, and there are issues in Hilchas Lashon Hara. So what's the Rambam Chas V'Shalom saying Lashon Hara on Avraham Avinu? Ayveri Mohem. The Mashgiach said last night that the message over here is that even though Avraham Avinu had kashas on Avodah Zarah, that didn't stop him from worshipping until he knew that he was right. From a kasha, you don't stop your behavior. You think, whatever, but it's not until it's proven conclusively that you make a real change. That's one idea. Another idea could be, it gives us chizuk. Listen, if even the greatest of the great, Avraham Avinu, was Avi Mohem, so then, you know, no matter what we've been through, there's hope for us. None of us is being Avi Avodah Zarah every day. None of us goes back to his room and, you know, bows down to the Baal. We have other things that bother us, right? But Avraham Avinu, I mean, it doesn't get worse than Avraham Avinu. So it gives chizuk to us. And then most probably there's the pasha pshat, that what the Rambam is not trying to give us chizuk, but the Rambam is pointing out the greatness of Avraham Avinu. It's one thing if dad and mom are going and worshiping Avodah Zarah every day, and, you know, you're the frumak on the side over there, and you never got into it, but if you're bent on worshipping that Avodah Zarah, you go to the Avodah Zarah shul with them every day, and you hear the sermon from the Avodah Zarah rabbi every day, and you're into it just like everybody else. You're a fervid worshiper of Avodah Zarah. So then to make a change, okay, that's a big deal. So maybe it's for the covet of Avraham Avinu, it's to give us the weight of what type of person this was, Avraham Ivri. But there's another point over here. I don't say that it's deep shot. I don't know if any of these are deep shot. It could be that they're all true, or some of them are true. But there's another issue over here that you learn from Avraham. The fact that Avraham Avinu was a huaya ayveri mohem, that he was a person who not only grew up amongst Avodah Zarah, but he actually was one of the worshippers, that he worshipped Avodah Zarah, and perhaps that tells us what it takes to become an Avraham Ivri. And also gives us a lot of chizuk for winter's man. There's an idea out there in the world that the kids who had the hardest time in school were the biggest troublemakers, the biggest devils. So they often end up being the best teachers. I don't know if it's true in all cases. I never sort of related to that or whatever it is. It's certainly, you know, it doesn't describe or depict me necessarily. But definitely is an attractive idea. It definitely makes sense. I know two people. Each one of them is involved in chinuch in a different way, and each one of them described an experience they had. You know, that talking about one of them was the after retirement age, and he went to one of these kol balabatim where you have, you know, whatever, you have a shir balabatim, learn the whole morning, and he sat there or whatever, and the person who's a magid shir, a very didactic type of, you know, teacherly style or whatever it is, you know, the blackboard and everything. And this person said that, like, after about 45 minutes and, like, calling on the people in the class and everything like that, he started to sweat, and he's just like, when is this going to be over already? Because he said, it brought me back to being 16 years old. I don't want to go back to that anymore. Okay, he's involved in chinuch, and he's this and that or whatever it is, but another person, also involved in chinuch, him, it was even faster. He went into his kid's cheder for whatever reason, and as soon as he started walking the halls, he said, okay, I started reliving all of my experiences of, like, being thrown out of class and having to sit on the side and the water fountain and, you know, whatever it is. But there's a svara like that, because everybody in a certain way knows the things that he didn't like and sees as part of his mission in life to come and fix that which is wrong. So if I didn't like it in school, so at least let me make it fun for somebody else. Let me get right what they didn't get right by me. You know, one was just to tell the story. It's a contingent point. It's not the same point. The story of Chaim Eiser and the goat, which he always used to tell us, was, now this is not going to make it into art scroll. But the biggest joke is that now it's an art scroll because of him. Not really art scroll, it's Shar Press, which is, like, you know, the excuse for art scroll. But Rav Chaim Eiser was a young Yiloy and went to Cheder, and he got in a fight with his Rebbe about Peshat and, I don't know, Gemara and Bava Kama or whatever it was. And the next day he rode into Cheder on a goat. And when he got into class, he said to the Rebbe, listen, he knows how to learn just as well as you do. And they sent him home. And Rabbi Wein used to say to us, you know, okay, fine. I happen to know the story from Chaim Eiser. He didn't, you know, whatever. He had a very, very, very reliable source for this story. He goes, I have a sneaking suspicion that you could go through many, many Gedolei Yisrael and you'll be able to find similar stories about them too. Because when you have that type of personality, when you have somebody with a little bit of oomph, a lot of times that's how greatness is made. You find something that's broken, you need to fix it. You find something wrong, you need to go further, you need to go higher. And that's Avraham Ivri. Avraham Ivri found a world where everything was broken. They don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. They don't know anything anymore. V'hu haya eved imahem, he was a partaker in the process. That's part and parcel of what made him. The famous Medrash says in many Chazals, say the same thing. Everybody knows it. Few people understand what it really means. Amar Rav Avo, Makam Shebali Tshuva Imdim Tzadikim Gemurim Enim Yochelim Lamei. Bali Tshuva can stand where the simply righteous can't. What's it mean? A Bali Tshuva is on a higher level? It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. This guy who spent his entire life learning, keeping mitzvahs, b'kedusha v'tara, without let up, with intensity. So this other guy, you know, whatever it is, who spent the first 15, 19, 35 years of his life doing who knows what, and then comes back. So he's on a higher level? Maybe, maybe not. If they're both doing the same things, pashtus not. But what it means is that b'makayim shebali tshuva imdim, that tzaddikim can't stand. Why? Because there's a perspective that the Baal Tshuva, because he's seen everything go wrong, he's felt it on his skin. Now everything is bad if you do it the wrong way. There's a certain perspective, there's a certain spot that he can stand in that the tzaddik gomor will never understand. He hasn't been there in the same way. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that it's possible. Tshuva me'ava, a person does tshuva me'ava, zedoynes nasis leikis chuyas. You do averis b'mezid, the guy goes off and, you know, he hurts somebody, kills somebody, steals, becomes a mitzvah. You're stealing something from somebody, becomes a mitzvah. You give him back the money. Beisha was like, Zela, do that, now became a mitzvah. You murdered somebody, became a mitzvah. How did that happen? It was a hocus pocus, 1, 2, 3, all my averis become mitzvahs. Rav Dessler says a beautiful pshat. When someone does tshuva me'ava, he does tshuva out of passion that I have to better myself. Every single thing that I did wrong in my life becomes a catalyst to my doing tshuva. So the more evil I was before, the more mistaken I was before, the more avodah zarah I worshipped, the more power my tshuva has. And so therefore, all of my zedonis, all of my averis now become mitzvahs because I'm using them to do tshuva. And finally, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei, again, everybody knows it. Ki sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam v'rishoyim yikashlu b'ra. A tzaddik falls 7 times and he gets up. A rasha trips on his evil and that's the end of him. One Gadol B'Yisrael used to say that there's a silly man's pshat and there's a smart man's pshat. The silly man's pshat says is that sheva yipol tzaddik means is like, of course, he's a tzaddik, so he keeps on getting up. Why? Because he's a tzaddik. That's silly. The smart man understands that sheva yipol tzaddik become means is that he becomes a tzaddik because of the fact that he keeps on getting up from his falls. That's power. Somebody who never falls, big deal. You fall down on the floor, you're dirty, you're hurt, you're bruised, you're broken, and then you keep on getting up. That's what builds a person. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. Stand the beginning of Winterzman, long Winterzman. It's already dark when you wake up. And soon it'll get lighter, we'll change the clock, give us a little boost. But Winterzman is a time where it's going to be bumps and bruises. There's no question about it. And if you're deluding yourself to think, okay, fine, this is going to be a cakewalk, then wait, no. There will be days that you have a cold, and there will be days that you have a headache, and there will be days that your chavrusa doesn't feel like it, and there will be days that you don't feel like it, and your chavrusa will be angry at you. There will be days that the shear is better, and then there will be days that the shear is best. The shear is always perfect. It's hard to get up in the morning, Winterzman. One piece of advice I always give everybody, don't make any major decisions on a day when you overslept. Because the way that you start your day sets the tone for the whole day. Chazal tell you that if you oversleep Shachris, you walk around the Choshech that day. I've seen countless people make horrible life decisions because of the fact that they missed Shachris that day.
Shachris in
Shiur
or Shachris in
Shiur? Shachris, I will get into the particular. But sheva yipol tzaddik become. There's challenges, and then there's rising, and that's the way that we grow. There is no other way. Winter is the rainy season. In the rainy season, you plant the seeds, and then the seeds go into the ground, and it's cold and it's wet, and the seeds rot before they germinate. It's not a pretty process. But everything that happens in the summer when it's warm and balmy and everybody is enjoying themselves and, you know, whatever, you have a smile just because the sun is shining on you, all of that really happens in the winter. So I want to give everybody a bracha before we start, or as we start the Winterzman. That just like Avram Avinu, we all have our downs. We all come from a place where, there are mistakes that we made or there are mistakes that we make. And our growth is not necessarily in spite of those mistakes, but really because of them. If we didn't make any mistakes, then there wouldn't be any growth. Growth is because of the fact that we're doing something wrong, and we have to better it. Bezer Hashem, it should be a winter's man of rising to challenges and rising above where we were when we rise to that challenge and going up and up and up and up and up. It should be a gewaldiger winter's man for all of us. Have a good Shabbos.